How you think creates how you feel. How you feel becomes an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. Only think about what you want. Forget about what you don't want. Never speak about what you don't have. Everything is about mindset. That's why I told the younger sister, never let desperation change your destination. The destination is your focus. It's your goal. It's where you want to be. What do you want to do? What do you want out of life? And then that's it. And then you work towards it. People be giving motherfuckers lies about success. The key to being successful is being consistent and not stopping, right? And developing that relationship with God and saying, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want. And then what do I have to do to get what I want? And then do that. And then don't stop doing that until I get what I want.
Right. And then appreciate the process. Something that I learned over time, bro. If you don't appreciate where you at, how you going to ever be satisfied to where you're trying to go? You're never going to be appreciative. So a lot of times, God may not bless you until you get that understanding. Like, look, you need to appreciate where you at first. Make sure you understand there's a process. And then once you get to what you're trying to obtain, you'll be thankful for it. You know what I'm saying? Once you finally get there. Otherwise, you're just going to be always looking for the next, always looking for the next. Yeah. So I think that's something, too.
So yeah, it's just gratitude. So
right.
It's not that because I've been there, right? So mm-hmm. it's not that you always looking for the next. You're always looking for the newness associated with looking for the next that creates a form of escapism to keep mm-hmm. you from focusing on the now, because the now is not producing the instant gratification that you feel you should have right now. So you're looking for later, because later seems better than right now. But the only thing that get you to later is what you do right now. You have to be present. You have to be in the moment, right? And that's why I say start where you stand where you start. You have to start where you stand where you start. Be grateful for the things that you have at that starting point. Be grateful for the things that you have, because everything you need, you have. And if you don't have it, you don't need it. You just want it. But the want is not a want out of necessity. The want is a want in terms of I want a form of escapism. And I'm gonna disguise this escapism in a form of a goal or something tangible or materialistic. But it's really just fucking escapism. You're just running from the uncomfortability you feel that you feel when you're dealing with delayed gratification and the application of yourself to what it is that you say you want to have.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, I had to work on that with myself too, man, because I felt myself at one point, like people saying, yo, I like what you're doing. This is inspiring. And then, but to myself, I'm like, yo, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. So I wasn't even really receiving those, you know what I'm saying, what they were saying to me. But what I should have been was in that moment and really received it and been appreciative of it. So I've been changing my mindset. I'm like, okay, if I'm inspiring someone, it doesn't even matter if it's 2, 3, 100. If I want 1 million, I need to make sure I focus on that 100 that I'm actually making a difference to,
No. You just need to focus on the value that you add through what you do.
Right.
And then let God be the multiplier of the value that you add. Let God be the quantifier of the value that you add. Let God be the one that's going to distribute your content. Let God be the algorithm. Let God be the viral catalyst for what it is that you do, right? So now you have to detach yourself from results, because results take away from your authenticity, or the seeking for results takes away from your authenticity, takes away from you being genuine, takes away from your intention being pure. If I just want to do this, then I'm doing this. I don't care who sees it, who I'm helping. Right. It could be no people. It could be no people.
Right.
Right. It's not about that, right? So I have to be selfish first, right? I have to make sure that my intentions are pure and what I'm doing is adding value, because I believe that my deeds, my actions are the lawyer for my soul in God's court when I die. So every deed is like testimony. So I'm only doing this because I want to be righteous. I'm only doing this because I want to go to heaven. I'm only doing this because I want to make God happy. I'm only doing this because I want to gain favor from my creator. And I don't have no hidden agenda, right? So if I so happen to inspire one person, then, man, that's enough. All these self-proclaimed prophets and messiahs and chosen ones is full of shit. Yeah. You ain't nobody, okay? Because it's not about that. You reach one person, you know how hard it is to reach one person?
It's hard.
You see? So, motherfuckers, yo, if I could get... I'm not focusing on nobody but the message, man. I'm not focusing on nobody but the skill. What am I saying? What am I speaking? Right? So, I'm not worrying about how many people is going to use the seatbelt. I want to make sure that the seatbelt works. Motherfuckers like, well, how many people going to buy the seatbelt? You better make sure a motherfucker don't die when they get in an accident. Right?
Yeah.
Well, how many people are going to buy the car? I just want to make sure the engine work. I want to make sure the brakes work. I want to make sure the hazard lights work. I want to make sure the high beams work. I want to make sure the tires and the axle don't come the fuck off.
Right.
I'm too busy making sure the automobile is what it needs to be.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a ball, man. Like, that's all facts.
So let's do it. Let's part that. Okay, so that's it, man. That's it.
Yeah.
We on it.
You know what I mean? Let's do it. Say less. I got your number. I got your manager number. I already know we locked in.
That's right, Matt. Later.
All right, man. Peace.